For CRI News, this is Bob Jones. At least 21 people have died in a fire at a coal mine on Friday night in northeast China's Heilongjiang province. Rescuers are still searching for others who are missing. The blaze broke out on Friday night at the mine in Jishe City. It's understood a total of 38 miners were working in the shaft at the time. 16 of them managed to escape. Local government sources said the fire was under control and no secondary disaster had been reported. Three Chinese citizens have been killed in a hostage-taking situation at the Radisson Blue Hotel in the Malian capital, Bamako. Four other Chinese citizens have been rescued from the hotel, and each of them is listed in a stable condition. So far, at least 27 people have been confirmed dead after Malian forces staged a rescue mission to free hostages held by gunmen. The jihadist Al-Murabitun group, based in northern Mali, has claimed responsibility for the terrorist attack. The group was also responsible for a shooting attack at a restaurant popular with foreigners in Bamako on March the 7th, which killed five people. The Malian government has declared a 10-day nationwide state of emergency after the hotel siege. It also called 3 days of mourning for the victims. Chinese President Xi Jinping on Saturday strongly condemned the terrorist attack at a hotel in the Malian capital of Bamako, during which at least 27 people were killed, including three Chinese nationals. In his statement, Xi Jinping also expressed his deepest sympathy and condolences to the families of the victims of this latest attack. He also noted that China would work with the international community to fight against such horrifying terrorist attacks and help maintain world peace and stability. At the same time, Chinese Premier Li Keqiang also expressed condolences to the victims' families and called for intensified efforts to effectively safeguard the safety and legal rights of Chinese nationals and institutions abroad. Earlier, the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, who is currently in Kuala Lumpur, said he was deeply saddened to hear that three Chinese citizens were killed in the Radisson Blue Hotel in Bamako. Wang strongly condemned the atrocity and said China would work with the international community to fight against terrorism. Meanwhile, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei also expressed indignation at the Malian hotel attack. He added that the Chinese Foreign Ministry and the Chinese Embassy in Mali had launched an emergency response mechanism immediately and had conducted rescue operations. Hong Lei also confirmed that four Chinese nationals had been rescued. The UN Security Council has adopted a resolution calling on all countries to coordinate efforts to prevent further terrorist attacks by the Islamic State and similar groups. The unanimously adopted resolution calls upon member states that have the capacity to do so to take all necessary measures to redouble and coordinate their efforts to prevent and suppress terrorist acts committed by IS and other terrorist groups. The resolution unequivocally condemns in the strongest terms the horrifying IS terrorist attacks in Sousse, Ankara, Sinai, Beirut and Paris, and other attacks including hostage-taking and killing, saying all such acts of terrorism are a threat to peace and security. IS has been conducting deadly terrorist attacks at multiple locations across the world. The most recent ones that have shocked the world are the Paris attacks, which took place last Friday, in which nearly 130 people were killed and many more were injured. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang is now in Kuala Lumpur for a series of leaders' meetings on East Asian cooperation and an official visit to Malaysia. During his four-day stay, Li is scheduled to attend the 18th China-ASEAN leaders' meeting, the 18th ASEAN-China-Japan and South Korea leaders' meeting, and the 10th East Asia summit. Li is expected to discuss topics such as promoting regional development, jointly safeguarding regional peace, and creating stable economic growth. The Chinese Premier hopes the coming meetings will push forward negotiations on the upgrading of the China-ASEAN free trade area. Two police personnel have been killed and five others wounded in a clash in Afghanistan's northern province of Takhar on Saturday. The provincial government says an unknown number of militants stormed a security checkpoint and engaged in a gun battle with Afghan local police. Several militants were also killed or wounded in the battles, but the exact number is as yet unknown. A man claiming to be a spokesman for the Taliban, Zabiullah Mujahid, said the armed group carried out the attack and that the insurgents had captured weapons and military vehicles after seizing the checkpoint. For CRI News, this is Bob Jones.